Can you talk a little bit about your 26-year-old man?
This was actually one of the first patients to go on the original phase 1 trial of nivolumab, and this was a very gratifying patient story. This gentleman had been through a lot of therapy and in fact had been told by his home oncologist that they were entirely out of options and he was being sent to hospice. And his mom actually called down to say, look, is there anything that he could still be considered for? And we had just opened the phase 1 trial. And he had such large adenopathy that he really couldn't even put his arms down entirely because of big adenopathy in his axillae. But he got treated and within 6 weeks had a dramatic response. This is a patient who then remained on nivolumab for 2 years and remained in remission. Per protocol, he actually stopped. There was some degree of disease reactivation about 8 to 10 months later, and he got restarted, and he's been back in remission and now is approaching 3.5 to 4 years on treatment.
So, you know, it's interesting. I'm now three interviews in a row that I've heard cases of people who are about to go to hospice who went into major remissions from checkpoint inhibitors. And the idea of somebody considering hospice and then, you know, feeling great and looking back on that, I just can't even imagine what it must be like. Tell me what it's like to be a physician in that situation.
You know, to be honest, that's one of the main reasons I come to work most days. Because it's extremely gratifying to see patients that have been in bad shape who then really benefit from therapy. And I think what is even more gratifying is, you know, I position myself as someone who brings new therapies to the clinic as kind of what my goal in my career is. And it's extremely gratifying to see biology translating into clinical benefit for patients. And particularly when it's been as dramatic as some of the immune checkpoint therapy, in particularly Hodgkin lymphoma, where it has been very impressive in a very high percentage of patients.